This is John Bollinger. We're in Nashville, Tennessee with Guthrie Trapp at his studio. Guthrie, hey man, thanks for having
hey,
us.
Hey man, pleasure to be here.
Man, love Thank your you. Playing, love the whole weird mix of everything you do, man.
I've been called worse.
It's a great gumbo, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about gear, but let's start with that guitar, because that's the guitar that everybody knows you for.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, in the past couple years or 5 years, I guess I've kind of gotten away from being as much of a chameleon as a lot of session guys are. You know, they show up with, you know, 12, 15 guitars, and I can do that as well. But I've kind of gotten into this world of being, I guess, for lack of a better term, more of like an artist, I guess, where yeah. I'm known for one style or a amalgamation of styles that have become my thing. And this guitar is a big part of it. You know, I love to play country music, but I don't feel like I'm limited to that really in any way. I mean, I love the sound and the facilitation of this instrument, a Telecaster, which is to me the least amount of moving parts on an electric guitar that you can have. I mean, there's two pickups, a three-way switch, and a volume and a tone. There's no moving bridge. I mean, everything is pretty solid, and it really makes me feel comfortable playing this guitar and the tones you can get from this instrument.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's like 60-year-old technology, and they never beat it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
love it.
Yeah, they just got it right.
And it works. I mean, between this and my old 335 over there, I can pretty much cover anything that I want to do creatively and to be inspired by those two instruments, you know?
Now, so, tell us about this guitar.
Well, this guitar was made by a guy in Nashville here named Floyd Casista, and he used to work at Glazier's repair shop over here in Berry Hill. And he was amazing at fretwork and building guitars and everything setup-wise. And he started building these guitars, and he built this guitar, and I found it up in Hendersonville at a shop, and I bought it.
So just out of curiosity, what did you pay for this thing?
Well, I got lucky when I kind of got in on the early end of Floyd's building, I think, and I got really lucky and got this at a great price. But to me, it's priceless because, I mean, I would never be able to replace this guitar. It's a one of a kind. It fits me perfectly. It's seen a lot. It's been all around the world.
So have you changed it all since
I haven't
you
changed
got
it at all. I don't know if it came with these brass saddles. I had those put on a long time ago. I think the pickups or like Mexican Tele pickups or something. And
really?
I've never changed them. I love them.
So what kind of wood is in the body?
Well, it's redwood. It's a redwood body, which is like a pine family. And it's just an amazing guitar.
Okay, so Guthrie, what is your number two?
My second favorite guitar is this 69 335 that I got from Gruen's.
Perfect. Let's take a look.
I heard about this guitar. I was on a session up in Hendersonville, at Ricky Skaggs' studio. We were working up there, and I was working with Victor Krause, the great bass player, plays with Lyle Lovett and does lots of session work in Nashville.
Allison's brother,
yeah. And he's a great guitar player and plays with, you know, works with Bill Frisell and does all this crazy stuff. And he's a huge Led Zeppelin fan, so he traded this guitar in to get a Les Paul. And I told Victor at the studio, I said, man, I'm really looking for a really good 335. And he goes, man, I just traded one in at Gruen's. You got to go check it out. And I went down there and checked it out and bought it immediately. And it's a 69. I mean, it was, you know, it's got the trapeze tailpiece and nice you know, what it is it's a smaller nut down here, right? I think, right, Floyd, these 69s, which I love because this guitar has a small neck and I'm used to playing a Tele style guitar. So this 335, when I go to this guitar, I'm not grabbing a huge neck and having to change my feel. You know, it still feels really good to me. So this has been a good guitar. I haven't had it. It's probably been, I've had it for a couple of years. It's not one of my older guitars that I own, but it's a really good one. And I love playing this guitar, man. And it's great to have, you know, the Tele covers a lot and I'm comfortable on that guitar. But it's nice to have some, you know, added horsepower too when I want to pick up this. And, yeah. And the hollow body still has the airy quality that I like too. So.
Yeah, and it's funny, you put on a different guitar and then you just kind of play differently.
You play completely differently, yeah. I mean, you can still, the beauty about a 335 is you can still, if I want to do some steel guitar bends or something like that, I can, you know, as to where I might, like a Les Paul might not be as, you might not go there as fast, you know.
Right.
So, but yeah, this is a good one, man. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah. Play a little bit.
Should I play a little something on this?
Sure, play a little. Pick a little something.
Let's pick one. All right.
Killer, man.
Yeah, I like this guitar.
Yeah. Perfect. All right, yeah. So two fabulous guitars. It's all you really need. Now let's talk about these equally fabulous amps over here.
Well, this is a 65 Fender Vibrolux Reverb, and I haven't had this amp very long either. I got this from Tom Bukovac, who owns a great store down here called Second Gear Music in Berry Hill. And it's got, I guess it's got these desirable speakers in it. I mean, they're, I think they're Jensen speakers.
Are they the original ones that came with it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is unusual because most people in Nashville always put new speakers in. But I'm not exactly sure what these are, but I love this amp. It's a great amp, great sounding amp. I've been using this a little bit more regularly than my Deluxe Reverb, which I use a lot too. And that's a 66 Blackface Deluxe Reverb with, I think I'm always putting different speakers in there, but right now I think it's got a Reverend All-Tone speaker in there. And, you know, of course, they've, you know, been gone through and had, you know, no mods at all. I don't really mod any amps, but, you know, they've just been gone through and made sure that they work properly for studio. And so, I mean, even this one has a little crackle on the volume, but, you know, they work great. And I love these amps because they have a nice, fat, warm bass response to them. And, you know, they've got enough high end, but it's controllable. You know, you just get a nice tone out of these amps. It's not, you know, a lot of times if I'm playing through like a 212 cabinet or something like that, the bass gets kind of out of control to me on the guitar for the style of music that I play, which is a lot of, you know, roots, more rootsy music and kind of my experimental instrumental stuff, but it still kind of stays in the roots world where I'm not playing a lot of heavy rock and roll or anything where I need a lot of, you know, thick overdrive and stuff like that. It's more, I just want a nice, clear, responsive, expressive tone, you know?
Yeah. So these are, they're both at Blackface specs.
Yeah.
Just kind of cleaned up and bulletproof.
Yeah, but. They just work good. Yeah. They're just good working representations of what those amps sound like. You know, there's no mods. You know, it's kind of like, you know, people that want to get a lot of extra headroom out of their amp, it's like you're not going to make a Deluxe Reverb sound like a twin.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Just let it be what it is. If you want a twin, buy a twin.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to have a lot of, the good thing about Fenders is you can get that tone for any size room you play. So if I'm playing a really small room, I can get the tone I like with a Princeton. If it's a little bigger place, you know, I can use the Deluxe, you know, Vibrolux. If it's outdoors or something, use a Super. I got a Pro Reverb in there. you know, or a twin or something like that. I don't own a twin at the moment because they are so loud and heavy. But, you know, for the studio, I mean, I've got a lot of amps and cabinets out there on the other side of that wall, and I usually always take a Princeton or a Deluxe, you know, or the Vibralux, because I can throw it in my trunk if I don't have cartage. I can take my small pedal board and
right.
a couple, you know, three guitars, and I'm pretty much in there, you know.
Yeah, and it's pretty rare to be playing with a band that a Deluxe won't cut. You know?
Right, yeah.
I mean
notice,
like, if you're loud enough where a Deluxe isn't going to cut, then you're really loud.
Yeah, you're going to be pretty loud. And these days, man, unless you're in a really big rock and roll band, everybody in town's using small amps.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just kind of the new thing. You know?
Small's the new big.
Yeah, yeah. Small's the new big. And sound man, you're going to get less, you'll have less arguments with the sound man, too.
Yeah.
You know? I think that has a lot to do with it. They just want to be in control of everything so much now.
Right.
You know, and everybody's gone to in-ears, where a lot of times amps aren't even on the stage.
Yeah.
Which, it's not ideal, but, you know, and I don't
it's
really,
torture.
I'm not in that world a whole lot, but I do still like my amp behind me on stage, you know.
Yeah.
Just because it's such a feel thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and they're not going to hide amps like that.
No,
they're not gonna,
right.
Yeah. It's not going to be as punishing.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, speaking about small but mighty, let's flip this pedal board around and show what you got there.
Okay,
Guthrie, so this is your basic everyday work pedal board.
Yeah, this is the everyday live gigging board, travel board. If I check it, you know, I'll take a hard case and check it in the airport. And then if I'm doing local gigs, I'll throw it in the little soft bag and throw it in the trunk or whatever. This is like a non-cartage pedal board where I have a big session board out there that I'll get Casey to take, you know. But if I'm just doing something on my own, I'll take an amp, a couple guitars, this pedal board, and I'm in there. And so I've got my signature model overdrive right here by J Rocket Audio, Rocket Pedals, which I highly recommend. I love this pedal. And you can find it online.
These guys do the Archer, right?
They do the Archer and that stuff too. This is a great pedal, especially for a little higher gain and some slide. It's great. It's a really great pedal. And then I love the Strymon pedals. The Flint is wonderful. It's a three different reverbs, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they call it. But that's great. And then on the other side is three different tremolos. So you've got a harmonic, which is a little bit more like a vibe kind of tremolo. And then your tube, which is your basic, you know, straight up tremolo in the middle. And then the photo on the bottom, which is like a harder clipping tremolo. And this is a great sounding pedal. And these pedals, like you said, I mean, there's, you know, they're you got to get into them a little bit. I mean, they have secondary functions, and there's a lot of things these pedals can do. And then this is just a regular Boss DD5 delay that I use a little bit for the reverse delay. I'll mix that in a little bit with the Strymon El Capistan. Is a great tape delay simulator.
So getting back to the DD5, so you usually keep that in the reverse setting?
I just use it for the reverse delay.
Huh.
Yeah, for some ambient stuff. Kind of like what I did at the beginning of the segment here.
Cool.
And I'll add that in with this, you know, and it kind of creates a cool, just a wash of delays, and you've got the reverse and this going too.
Cool.
But the El Capistan I love. There's a lot of things this pedal can do, more than I know to describe here. But I basically just use it on quarter notes, and then, you know, put the repeats about, as you can see here, and then the tape age and the flutter, I'll turn up just a little bit to get it, you know, not anything too crazy, but it does add a nice effect. And then it's just a nice, warm, you know, emulated, it's a tape machine. So.
Right, and the tap's cool.
And the tap's great too, of course, yeah, the tap's great. And then, you know, this is the Winford Drive, which is made by Exact Tone Solutions, which is named after the street that's literally right up here there. They're just a couple blocks over from me, over here in the Berry Hill area. And this is a great, great overdrive pedal. It really, pretty high gain for some singing lead tones, but it's got this mid boost that works really well. Presence knob, which I keep pretty much all the way down. But that's a great pedal also. They make really good stuff. Exact Tone Solutions, Barry and those guys and Greg are great. And my go-to that I use all the time for just a first stage of overdrive for rhythm and solos, and sometimes I'll just leave this on all the time unless I want something really clean, is just an old Nobles, you know, ODR1 that's like the famous Nashville overdrive pedal that everybody has. But this is a really good one, and I love this pedal. And then before that is the RC booster, and I leave it, everything's at unison here. except the gain is up to about, 6 o'clock or so. And I leave that on all the time. That's a great pedal just to give your amp a little bit of, just a little extra body without any real breakup. It just kind of, puts a nice warm, round effect on your tone.
Yeah, and it's almost like, especially those, with those low-powered amps, you get a little natural compression. And
yeah, it
tubes are real alive.
Yeah, so I kind of went backwards when I described the pedals here. The signal chain is tuner, RC booster, Nobles, Winford drive, GT overdrive, and then your different effects, rather, like your
right.
tremolo, reverse delay, and then your delay you want to be last if you want the nice tail off.
Now these last three are stereo pedals. Do you ever run stereo rigs?
I really don't. No, I don't. I mean, I come just out of the left, out on the that's loose, but on the Strymon, and then I usually just go into one amp. You know, it's nice to use two, but I'm kind of traditional when it comes to that. And I could go and work a live gig with basically a tuner, the Nobles, and maybe this delay pedal, and I'd be fine. Everything else is kind of just for fun. I mean, it is nice to have a few things, but this is as big of a pedal board as I would ever need to do a non-cartage session or a live gig, I'm not I don't obsess over gear a lot. I mean, we all have to have good working gear in Nashville or anywhere you're in the studio. Your gear has to work great, and we've got, these are great pedals. I mean, anybody can use these and get great sounds, and with our guitars that inspire us and good amps, I would say don't obsess so much over gear. Just get out there and play the guitar, learn how to play the guitar. All this stuff really doesn't matter. And I think people just, they get a little too much into the gear and less about the playing. And that's the most important part. So you have to have great gear, but don't forget about why we're here in the first place,
Yeah.
Just to play the guitar and get better at it and really, enjoy playing music. So all this gear stuff can be a distraction, and what tubes are in and what speakers are in and what caps and all that. It's like, I don't know any of that, but I know these amps sound good, and when I go play, it's fun, and that's it,
Right. What else do you need?
But anyway, there's a couple boosts that I do like too. This exotic EP boost is great, and these come and go off the board. And then another one great is this Vertex boost is fantastic. This is a great boost, and it actually adds a little bit of, I wouldn't say an overdrive, but it muscles up and gets a little, it's got a thing to it. I don't know what it is, but this is a cool pedal. And that's by Vertex. It's just called the Boost. And it's great. So it's my kind of pedal. It's got one knob on it.
Yeah.
And this too, the EP Booster is great. A lot of my friends use this pedal, and it's a great pedal and a great size. I mean, especially if you want to do a 2, 3, 4 pedal little mini board. I mean, these are great. They're built like a tank, and it's just a cool little pedal, a great boost.
Yeah, it's funny, man. Real estate is so tight on every pedal board.
I know it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go small these days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
small's good, man. So. And it's funny, man. Isn't it funny how you have pedals that are like your absolute favorite and you use them all the time, and then suddenly you have to sub them out?
Right, yeah. Well, I get stuck using certain things too, but things do flow in and off of this board, And it's nice to have a board where you can pull stuff off and put stuff back on, But this to me is a good size. I wouldn't want to, for touring and doing non-cartage sessions, I would not want to go any bigger than this. And you can pretty much get what you need on a board this size, the Pedal Train Junior, I think this is, or something. But you can fit 8 pedals on there, and the power supply in the back.
Voodoo Labs pedal power?
It's a Voodoo Lab pedal power,
yeah.
2 or whatever, which to me is my favorite of all of them.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Great, man. Well,
thanks.
Congrats.
Appreciate it.
Okay. John Bolger, peace out.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.